The Welshman's sons departed at once. As they were leaving the room, Huck sprang up and exclaimed,
"Oh, please don't tell anybody it was me that blowed on them. Oh, please."
"All right, if you say it, Huck, but you ought to have the credit of what you did."
"Oh, no, no, please don't tell."
When the young men were gone, the old Welshman said,
"They won't tell and I won't, but why don't you want it known?"
Huck would not explain further than to say that he already knew too much about one of those men and would not have the man know that he knew anything against him for the whole world. He would be killed for knowing it, sure. The old man promised secrecy once more and said,
"How did you come to follow these fellows, lad? Were they looking suspicious?"
Huck was silent while he framed a duly cautious reply. Then he said,
"Well, you see, I'm a kind of a hard lot, least everybody says so, and I don't see nothing agin it. And sometimes I can't sleep much on accounts of thinking about it, and sort of trying to strike out a new way of doing. That was the way of it last night. I couldn't sleep, and so I came along up street about midnight a-turning it all over. And when I got to that old shackly brick store by the Temperance Tavern, I backed up again the wall to have another think. Well, just then, along comes these two chaps slipping along close by me with something under their arm, and I reckoned they'd stole it. One was a-smoking, and the t'other wanted a light, so they stopped right before me, and the cigars lit up their faces, and I see that the big one was the deaf and dumb Spaniard by his white whiskers and the patch on his eye, and the t'other one was a rusty, ragged-looking devil."
"Could you see the rags by the light of the cigars?"
This staggered Huck for a moment. Then he said,
"Well, I don't know, but somehow it seems as if I did."
"Then they went on, and you..."
"Followed them, yes. That was it. I wanted to see what was up. They sneaked along so. I dogged them to the widder's stile and stood in the dark and heard the ragged one beg for the widder, and the Spaniard swear he'd spile her looks, just as I told you and your two..."
"What? The deaf and dumb man said all that?"